Hello, good people. A big thank you for the overwhelming response. Your listening is very much appreciated. Let's take a listen to the second and last part on the best advice given or received.
The best advice anyone has ever given me in the last 6 months would be to love and invest in myself more. Before, I would invest a lot of energy in relationships and in people. And when those relationships fall or when those people let you down, it drains you and it just takes you right back to where you started from in terms of self-discovery and, you know, energy building. Now that I've taken that advice, I look at myself in the mirror and I see a reflection of who I want to be, a reflection of who I know I am, as opposed to a reflection of other people's opinions of me, a reflection of other people's judgments, a reflection of all my flaws and everything negative about me, which was what I used to see before. But now I look at myself in the mirror and I see beauty, I see strength, I see wisdom, I see character, good character. I see more positives about me than I used to see before. So when I look back at my life, like in the last year, as opposed to my life now and how I see myself, I can draw a lot of positives from that advice because I see a version of me that I love. And it is not because of what my husband thinks of me or my children think of me. It's about how I see myself and how I know what I know now about me that are the best parts of me. So I guess loving yourself and investing in yourself it's worth it because at the end of the day, happiness, joy, success, it all starts from you believing in yourself and you building yourself and you loving yourself. So I have learned now, it's a process, but I have learned now to love myself more and to invest in myself more. So I am very grateful for that advice. And I have started and I am enjoying the process.
One of the best advice I've ever been given is to not be too cocky of thinking that I'm better than everyone else in basically everything, or because I've accomplished more than anyone else. It doesn't really matter in the present. So, yes.
Hi, V. So the best piece of advice that I have received, I can say from the many that I have received quite all right from the wonderful people in my life, it's from my dad. He always tells me to not try to compare myself with other people or with my contemporaries. He always advises me to be content with what I have. So with that, I always run with being content with what I have and trying to be better than the me that I am today. And from the pieces of advice that I have given, which I would say was the best from my perspective, is to a gentleman who texted me like 7 years down the line, thanking me for the advice which I gave them to not give up on themselves and to pursue further studies. This was a guy who was working in a tuck shop back then when I was in school, and I always used to advise him and tell him to not give up, because he was saying, I think he was like, you know, so negative about it and saying his life had ended just there, he would be in that tuck shop forever. But then every time I used to buy something from the shop, I would discuss with him, talk to him, encourage him on how he can possibly go to school and at the same time do some part-time job, like continue with the tuck shop work. So this guy texted me down the line 7 years, and he said he was completing his studies in engineering. I was so happy, and he was like, thank you so much, Kapundu, with that advice you used to give me. I always run with it, and I always think about you. I always say that I would have never been where I am because of you. So I was so like, oh my god, you know, I was so touched. So I would say personally, because he came through to just say thank you to me for that advice, I would say I would consider that as the best piece of advice I have given. So
wow, what can one say? Thank you so much to all those who contributed on this episode. I love, 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 love it all. And that part about loving and investing in yourself, it really got me. I hope you felt it too and can take that leap of faith as well. In keeping it positive, let's chat about what good qualities we genuinely have that others would even vouch for. Yes, can we please say something good about ourselves? Till next time, stay loving.